Yesterday, I gave you a definition of what rigor is. I have found 22 examples of how I implement rigor in my classroom for Murray. I won't give them all, just the 12 that have helped me to become a better teacher. The first one is build grit in students. Let them know that they are capable, competent, and that thinking hard does not mean that they didn't understand. It means they want to understand. When students believe that they can learn, it is so much easier to teach them. I found that for students who have insecurities about school, their self-esteem, confidence, or behavior, it can be extremely hard to reach those students. I start the year off by telling my students that they are superstars. I tell them that they will shine in their own special way. I explain to them that they are coming to my class with a clean slate. This new slate will allow them to learn new things and apply them all year long. I have an actual slate. I hold it up with written unacceptable behaviors and I begin to wipe it clean. I tell them we are beginning again. This slate will free them from whatever they did last year behaviorally. There will always be those students who tell you how students behaved the previous year, but you have to shut that down quickly. I let them know that I don't care about their behavior from last year. I tell them that they are smart, intelligent, and that they have become authors and illustrators in my class and anything that their heart desires. I get them excited about learning and all the possibilities first grade can bring. I let them know that if there are 27 students in my class, each one learns differently from the next student. I tell them not to compare their learning to other students' learning. As a teacher, encourage them. Let them know that they are capable and competent to take over the world, and that's the start of superstar behavior.